One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Welcome to the Paranormal Deep Dive from Real Ghost Stories Online and The Grave Talks.
There's something hauntingly poetic about a place where memory and mystery collide, where the dead are honored with flowers and sometimes whispers. Nestled in Columbus, Mississippi, Friendship Cemetery isn't just a peaceful resting place. It's the birthplace of a national tradition, and perhaps a gathering ground for restless spirits. Established in 1849 by the Odd Fellows, this historic graveyard holds over 2,000 Confederate soldiers, countless civilians, and even a few names lost to time. It's where the nation's first Decoration Day took root, uniting former enemies with acts of grace and maybe opening a door to the unexplained. Locals speak of ghostly soldiers wandering between worn headstones, fading into the dusk. Others point to the mysterious Weeping Angel statue, a monument with hands that reportedly feel warm to the touch as if the marble were more flesh than stone. Some say the smell of gunpowder lingers on windless days. Others report battle cries that rise from the earth when no reenactments are scheduled. But what is it about this cemetery that fuels such consistent reports? Is it the weight of history pressing down on visitors' minds? Or is there something more, something that refuses to rest, echoing through the decades? I'm Tony Bruschi, and tonight, we dig into a story where the past won't stay buried, and every footstep on the gravel path might stir something watching from beyond the veil. In the heart of Columbus, Mississippi, where the southern sun casts long shadows over red clay and time-worn bricks, sits a cemetery unlike any other. Its gates, wrought iron, weathered by decades of storms, open onto gravel paths that wind through oaks draped in Spanish moss. This is Friendship Cemetery, a burial ground established long before most of the country had even heard the word Memorial Day. The story begins on May 30th, 1849, when Union Lodge, number 35 of the Independent Order of Odd Fellows, purchased 5 acres of land on the city's edge. Their intention was simple: create a dignified place for the dead, guided by the fraternity's ideals of friendship, love, and truth. The original design of the cemetery featured 3 interlocking circles, the symbolic emblem of the Odd Fellows, and as the years passed, the burial ground grew. Today, Friendship Cemetery spans over 70 acres, containing more than 22,000 graves. It's a solemn place, yes, but it's also layered with history, emotion, and for some, something unexplainable. The earliest roots of its lore are deeply intertwined with the Civil War. By 1862, Wounded Confederate soldiers from nearby battles like Shiloh and Corinth were being transported to Columbus. Many never made it out. Over 2,000 of them were buried in Friendship Cemetery, their identities known only to a few. Uniforms faded, names disappeared. Stone markers, when they could be afforded, bore only initials or regimental numbers. And then came the spring of 1866. On April 25th, four women from Columbus, women whose identities were largely unrecorded, their actions quietly heroic, brought bouquets of flowers to Friendship Cemetery. Their purpose? To honor the graves of fallen Confederate soldiers. But when they arrived, they did something radical. They placed flowers not just on the graves of the South's soldiers, but on the graves of Union soldiers as well. At a time when bitterness still poisoned the national air, these women offered reconciliation. Their act sparked attention far beyond Mississippi. The New York Tribune published a letter detailing what happened, and poet Francis Miles Finch was so moved, he wrote, "The Blue and the Gray," immortalizing the scene in verse. Historians now regard that day as one of the first Memorial Day observances in American history. But those flowers, did they awaken more than memories? Over time, visitors to the cemetery began reporting strange sensations, odd chills, whispers carried on winds that had no source. Some chalked it up to nerves or the power of suggestion. After all, standing among thousands of graves, one can hardly be blamed for feeling watched. Others weren't so sure. One of the most enduring visual elements of the cemetery is the pair of Confederate monuments that stand among the graves. The first, erected in 1873, honors the Confederate dead. The second, unveiled in 1894, marks the resting place of an unknown soldier. Both were intended as symbols of reverence. But some believe they serve as spiritual conduits, channels through which grief, pride, and regret may linger. The monuments stand in solemn contrast to the grave markers, some elaborate, others so faded that no words remain. Among the most famous names here are Confederate generals William Edwin Baldwin and Stephen Dill Lee. Both men were seasoned warriors, celebrated in the South, and their presence has drawn Civil War enthusiasts for decades. But their legacies aren't the only ones that echo. Joshua Lawrence Medore, a native of Mississippi and one of Disney's pioneering animators, lies here too. He helped craft visual effects for 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea and contributed to Fantasia. His marker draws a different kind of pilgrim, those seeking artistic inspiration rather than historical tribute. But even in his corner of the cemetery, the whispers seem to persist. It's not just the names that stay with you, it's the setting. Friendship Cemetery is cloaked in Southern Gothic ambience. Towering trees lean inward like eavesdropping elders. Light filters through branches and slivers, spotlighting graves at odd angles. There's a stillness here that doesn't feel entirely natural, like holding your breath while someone unseen passes by. Even the sounds are off. The crunch of gravel underfoot echoes more than it should. Birds go silent in certain parts, and those who linger too long near the old Confederate section often describe an inexplicable unease. Not fear exactly, but something heavier. So, is it the place itself, or the power of history? Psychologists often point to the idea of contextual priming, a phenomenon where our surroundings shape our perceptions. When you walk into a dark room in a known haunted house, your mind is already tuned to fear. The same is true for cemeteries, particularly ones with national historical significance. The very knowledge that thousands of war dead lie beneath your feet primes the imagination for suggestion. Add to that natural elements, low-hanging branches that sway in silence, old trees creaking, sudden temperature changes caused by uneven sunlight, and the mind begins to fill in the gaps. It's not hard to imagine footsteps behind you when all you can hear is your own heartbeat. Yet even skeptics admit there's something different about this place. Perhaps it's the weight of so many unfinished stories. These men, young, frightened, often far from home, never saw the end of their conflict. They were buried in haste with little ceremony. The war moved on. The living forgot. And in the wake of such collective trauma, maybe a scar was left, not just on the earth, but in time itself. There's also the architectural influence. Many of the gravestones are Victorian era, complete with ornate angels, clasped hands, and sorrowful verses. One statue in particular, the famed Weeping Angel that watches over Reverend Thomas Teasdale's grave, has become a focal point for both reverence and speculation. Locals whisper that her hand feels warm when touched. Some say it feels like real skin. Others have claimed the statue changes expression when you turn away. These aren't tales pulled from horror films. They're retellings passed down from generations who've walked those paths at dusk and come back unsettled. Could this be explained through environmental science? Maybe. Stone can absorb and retain heat even after the air has cooled. A smooth surface exposed to sunlight for hours could easily feel warmer than surrounding materials. As for shifting facial expressions, light and shadow can play tricks on the mind, particularly on intricately carved marble. What looks like a smile one moment may appear mournful the next, depending on the angle of the sun. Still, that doesn't explain why so many visitors refuse to touch her hand twice. And so we return to that central tension, the known and the unknown, the factual and the felt, the names etched in stone and the voices that some claim to hear in the wind. Friendship Cemetery began as a place of peace, but what happens when peace becomes restless? Some say it's just imagination, fueled by history, enhanced by emotion. As the sun dips below the tree line and dusk settles over Friendship Cemetery, the true character of the place begins to shift. It's subtle at first. The light seems thinner, the silence a little too complete. And then the stories start. They're usually told in hushed tones. Someone knew someone who saw it, a cousin, a neighbor, a friend passing through at the wrong or perhaps the right moment. The most frequent tale? The Confederate soldier. Multiple visitors have reported seeing a lone figure wandering among the graves in the older section of the cemetery, particularly near the Confederate memorials. The man is always described the same way, tall in faded gray uniform with a slouched hat and a limp. He appears near twilight, walking slowly between the rows of headstones. Sometimes he pauses at a particular grave, as if remembering. Other times, he vanishes mid-step. One woman visiting from Tennessee said she thought it was a reenactor at first, until he turned and half his face was gone, a pale impression dissolving into air. She fled without looking back. These reports are remarkably consistent across decades, despite varying sources. Some believe the apparition could be a residual haunting, an echo of a moment that plays out over and over again, trapped in the location by trauma or intense emotion. In this theory, the soldier isn't aware of the living. He's simply reliving his final duty, bound to the battlefield of memory. And yet, some experiences seem more interactive. A paranormal investigation team from Jackson visited the cemetery in the early 2000s. Using standard EMF detectors and thermal imaging, they reported spikes in electromagnetic activity near the grave of a soldier who had died at Shiloh. One investigator claimed that his camera battery drained within seconds of entering the Confederate section, then instantly recharged when he stepped back. Another investigator, a self-described skeptic, reported hearing a voice behind him whisper, "Hold the line." No one else was nearby. Of course, not all phenomena are auditory or visual. The Weeping Angel statue, so named for its bowed head and sorrowful posture, has become a magnet for supernatural curiosity. Originally commissioned in memory of Reverend Thomas Teasdale, a beloved Baptist preacher and Confederate chaplain, the statue marks his grave near the cemetery's southern edge. What sets this monument apart isn't just its beauty, it's the physical sensations people claim to experience near it. Visitors have described the angel's hand as unnaturally warm, even during cool autumn mornings. A teenager on a school tour said the hand felt like skin, not stone, and several others claimed to hear faint sobbing in the vicinity. One visitor reported touching the statue and immediately feeling overcome with grief, an emotional weight so heavy she had to sit down. There are natural explanations, of course. The statue's position near a sunny clearing could cause it to retain heat longer than its surroundings. The power of suggestion, especially among those who know the statue's nickname, might account for the emotional reactions. But the sobbing, that's harder to rationalize. And then there's the smell, not of flowers or decay, but of gunpowder. Several witnesses have described a sudden, sharp scent while walking near the graves of Civil War soldiers. Often the smell arrives on windless days with no explanation. There are no nearby shooting ranges, no fireworks, no reenactments scheduled. Just the acrid sting of smoke that disappears as quickly as it came. Could it be psychosomatic? Possibly. But when multiple people report the same sensory anomaly under similar conditions, the question becomes harder to dismiss. Some believe these phenomena are tied to the cemetery's unique cultural energy. Each April, students from the Mississippi School for Mathematics and Science participate in an award-winning educational program called Tales from the Crypt. After months of researching those buried in the cemetery, students dress in period clothing and perform monologues beside the graves. The event draws hundreds of visitors, bringing long-forgotten names back into the light. It's powerful, and some say it stirs more than just curiosity. A faculty member involved in the program once noted that technical glitches, dead microphones, flickering lights, audio interference seem to happen most frequently during student performances near Confederate graves. One year, a student's voice recorder picked up a second voice during rehearsal, one that hadn't been there in the moment. It repeated her final line, but lower, almost mournful. That audio was later played back to a historian familiar with the site, who identified the accent as archaic Appalachian, a dialect common among Confederate soldiers from Tennessee and northern Alabama. Coincidence? Maybe. Or maybe the act of remembrance invites something deeper. Even outside the organized performances, strange occurrences are reported year-round. One cemetery groundskeeper who requested anonymity shared that he occasionally hears footsteps crunching behind him, only to turn and find no one there. He's also witnessed grave decorations, particularly flags and flowers, being inexplicably disturbed within hours of being carefully placed. "It's not animals," he said, "and it's not wind. It's like someone doesn't want to be remembered the wrong way." The cemetery's reputation has grown with these stories, drawing both curiosity seekers and professional paranormal investigators. Some come with equipment, spirit boxes, infrared cameras, EVP recorders. Others come with nothing but a flashlight and a sense of wonder. Most leave with stories. A few leave shaken. But why Friendship Cemetery? Why here? One theory points to its unique combination of historical weight and unresolved grief. Thousands of Confederate dead were buried hastily, without ceremony, without closure. The act of honoring both Union and Confederate soldiers, while noble, may have disturbed an uneasy balance. The land remembers, some say, and memory can haunt. Others look to geological explanations. The cemetery sits on a slight rise, surrounded by soft clay known to retain moisture and amplify ground conductivity. Some researchers believe that such geological factors can contribute to electromagnetic anomalies, an environmental explanation for ghost sightings, cold spots, and drained batteries. And then there are those who don't need science. For them, the evidence is personal. A Columbus woman in her 60s recalls walking the cemetery with her mother as a child. They were visiting her grandfather's grave when she saw a man kneeling beside a distant headstone, his hands pressed together as if in prayer. When she looked again, he was gone. Decades later, she saw a photograph in a local museum exhibit. It was of a Confederate soldier, gray uniform, slouched hat, familiar profile. "It was him," she said, "the man by the grave." There are no hard answers, just questions that refuse to rest. Why do certain names echo louder than others? Why do some spirits walk while others sleep? Is it memory that haunts Friendship Cemetery? Or is it something else entirely? What's certain is that this place refuses to be forgotten. Whether it's a sense of national reverence, local pride, or something older and quieter, Friendship Cemetery continues to draw the curious, the grieving, and the brave. Those who visit often leave with more than they expected. And sometimes, something follows them home. So what exactly is it that lingers among the graves of Friendship Cemetery? Is it the restless energy of thousands of lives cut short by war? Is it our own minds sculpting ghosts out of grief and silence? Or is there truly something more, something unseen, waiting behind the monuments and marble to remind us that death doesn't always mean departure? We've walked through history tonight, tracing footsteps from Decoration Day to disembodied voices, from Confederate battalions to flickering lights and sobbing statues. We've heard the tales of shadowy figures, electromagnetic spikes, and mourners who never left. And yet, for every account of a ghostly soldier or a warm angel's hand, there's a psychological explanation nipping at the edges. Our brains are powerful storytellers. They fill in gaps, especially in places already soaked in emotion. Suggestion, expectation, environmental stimuli, they can all twist a rustling leaf into a whisper or a chill into a haunting. This is what psychologists call confirmation bias. When you believe you might experience something paranormal, you're more likely to interpret neutral sensations as something supernatural. But that doesn't mean it's all in our heads. Because here's the thing, Friendship Cemetery doesn't feel like other places. Whether it's the solemn hush that hangs between gravestones or the way time seems to bend around the past, there's an emotional charge here that's hard to fake. Maybe it's collective memory, maybe it's grief soaked deep into the soil, or maybe, just maybe, there really are footsteps behind you when you're alone on that gravel path. And maybe you're not imagining the voice that says, "Hold the line." We'll never know for sure, but maybe that's the point. Because belief, like grief, is personal. It doesn't need proof, just presence. Friendship Cemetery is more than a place of rest. It's a place of return for the stories, for the memories, and maybe for the dead. I'm Tony Bruschi. Be sure to press subscribe so you don't miss any episodes and so you can join us again for another Paranormal Deep Dive.
Want to dig deeper in the Paranormal Deep Dive? Press subscribe now wherever you download podcasts and catch brand new Paranormal Deep Dives every single day from Real Ghost Stories Online and the Grave Talks podcast.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
4th of July deals are on at Lowe's. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances, including the Samsung Bespoke French Door Refrigerator, featuring Beverage Center and Dual Ice Maker. Plus, when you buy more, you save more. Now's the perfect time to upgrade your home with top Samsung appliances and hot 4th of July savings at Lowe's. Valid through 7/9. See Lowe's.com for details. Savings vary based on purchase amount. Selection varies by location.